Joined now by Mark Bauer after the 3-1 home win over Barrow. Mark, second home win in the league back-to-back. A very pleasing afternoon.
Yeah, you know, it was all about 3 points today. We turn up and, you know, the weather conditions were as they were, and you know, we've had to work wonders really to get the game on. Massive credit goes to everyone that's contributed towards, you know, getting the water off the pitch and getting the game on. And yeah, managed to get ourselves in front again. Makes a massive, massive difference in games. And, you know, they probably missed one or two chances first half. Then again, so did we. Could have been 3-all, 4-3, any kind of scoreline really at half time. And then obviously the sendings off. The one right at the start of the second half just absolutely killed them, really. Made it easy for us, and I thought we, you know, we coped, or played really well the way we sort of managed the game from there. Kept it when we had to, but then, you know, picked them off at times and could have had a couple more, really.
Yes, strange after facing a side with 9 players for the remainder of the game. Were you hoping that we might have pressed on and maybe bagged a couple of other goals?
Well, yeah, it'd be nice to score a couple more. I mean, Gav's had one disallowed there. Rather harsh, in my opinion, when, you know, some of the ones that have been given against us in terms of interfering with play, not interfering with play, but, you know, yeah, we could have had a couple more. But the thing is, when you're winning 3-1, got a big game on Tuesday night, a long trip, they're not putting any pressure on us on the ball, just see the game out. You know, if anyone had said, give you a 3-1 before the game, you'd have done whatever you had to do to get the 3-1. So, yeah, a little bit frustrating. I think we could have probably pushed on, but, you know, at the same time, when we did push on, you know, they nicked the ball off us and looked like they could possibly nick something on the break. And you've got to respect them, even though they've got only 9 players on the field. There's players on their team that one ball or one run, they can hurt you. So, no, I was pleased with the way the lads managed it and just did what they had to do, really, to see the game through. And a massive, massive 3 points for us.
And another goal from the loanee, Anthony Dudley, as well. A very cool finish.
Yeah, had a part to play in the first one as well. And he took it really well, you know. Ran on to the clearance from the corner. Great little ball from Gavin into the channel. And he faced up the defender. Fancied him, really, once he got a sight of goal. His finishing's really good. And stuck it away. And that really just calmed everyone's nerves as such. And really, there was no way back for them after that. So pleased with him. Pleased all round, really. I thought it was a good, solid team performance. Could have had one or two more in the first half and could have had one or two more later on. A little bit of luck maybe that we've not had in other games. The keeper drops one and Rob's there to tap it in. And obviously their lack of discipline leads to making it easier than probably it should have been, really, coming out in the second half into the strong wind. You know you're going to face a bit of an onslaught, but like I said, once the red card happened, we looked comfortable.
Next up, one of the hardest trips of the season, midweek away at Cheltenham.
Yeah, you know, we'll go there. I don't think anyone will give us a chance going down there. One of the biggest clubs in the league on a really good run. Manager's experienced at least this level and put together a very strong side. So we've got to go down there and give a good account of ourselves. We've seen in this league anyone can take points on any given day, and certainly we've got players that can cause them problems, and we've got experience defensively to cope with what they've got to throw at us. But we know that we've got to be right on top of our game if we're to get anything down there. But, you know, the two wins on the bounce, the Welling and today, the 6 points are massive for us and can give the lads a lot of credit, a lot of confidence moving forward, and possibly take the pressure off a little bit going Tuesday night. Go down there, express ourselves, and try and get a result. But no, it's certainly been a welcome couple of weeks for us. It puts us probably close to the playoffs and the bottom four, which is a nice feeling, and gets us past that halfway mark in terms of points, you know, getting to the 50-point mark. So it's been a good couple of weeks' work for the lads. I've been pleased with them, and a little bit of luck along the way as well never goes amiss, and hopefully we can carry that forward into Tuesday.
Thanks, Mark.
Cheers.